up, everybody? Back at you with another podcast. This one is going to be a real quick one. I actually just wanted to come to y'all today and give y'all a little bit of pointers. So, I know a lot of people always talking about where you get your protein from, where you get your protein from. I hate that damn question, but it's a question that happens all the time. So, I'm here to come to y'all with some quick, real quick. It's probably going to be like a, I don't know, 5 minute, maybe more, I don't know, it doesn't matter, podcast. But, yeah, here we go, back on the Vegan Van Venting sessions. So, beans, they're good for your heart, you know the rest, but they're great source of protein. So if you go to, so I shop at Safeway and sometimes, and right now Safeway actually has 4 cans of beans for $5, and this is, you know, going down the cheap quick route. So here's the thing, you can get black beans, garbanzo beans, pinto beans, cannelli beans. So listen, 1 cup of black beans, you got 39 grams of protein. And 1 cup of garbanzo beans, you got 39 grams of protein. 1 cup of pinto beans, you got 41 grams of protein. And then in 1 cup of cannelli, which are navy beans, you have 6 grams of protein. So, what can you do with all of these? Now, people always wonder, like, oh man, how can I throw together something quick? So you have all of this protein right here, right? First of all, it's in the beans. But listen, so let's take black beans. I'm going to give you guys 8 different things you can do that are quick. So the black beans, you can use in like a bean and rice burrito. Like you throw beans, rice, some arugula. Or what you do is you flip it. Instead of using rice, use something like an ancient grain like farro. You know what I mean? And farro has protein in it. Right now, I don't know how much it is. I'd have to look it up. And because it's supposed to be quick, I'm not really going to do that. You can do that yourself. But obviously, you're not putting a full cup of black beans in the damn burrito. But you'll have a lot of protein in there from the beans. You can have protein in there from like a green that you eat, arugula, maybe only 1 or 2 grams. But listen, first of all, you don't really need like a dumb lot of protein every day unless you're, you know, bodybuilding and stuff like that. But yeah, so anyways, black beans, you could do black bean, rice, or ancient grain and burrito. You know, throw some lettuce in there or some arugula or, you know, anything. Also a salad, throw the beans on top of a salad, maybe with some grilled tofu or fried tofu or whatever, and then you got protein from the tofu and you got protein from the beans. And boom, and then you get your, you know, real minimal protein from the mixed greens that you got in there. Garbanzo beans, oh my goodness, garbanzo beans are so versatile. So what you could do with those is like a Buddha bowl. You just get garbanzo beans, cook them up maybe with some, a little bit of cayenne, a little bit of smoked paprika, you know, and then throw those in a bowl along with some red onions, some red bell pepper, some whatever green of your choice, either mixed greens, arugula, kale, sauteed kale, it doesn't matter, any one of those. And then again, you want an ancient grain this time. Again, farro, buckwheat, you want any amaranth, anything like that, you know what I mean? And then you got your Buddha bowl. Hummus, duh. You know, throw it in a blender with some garlic, you know, some tahini, little bit of salt, a little squeeze of lemon, you know, boom, a little bit of olive oil on top, you got your tahini, I mean, you got your tahini goes in it. So, and then hummus, that's, I mean, if protein packed, you know, get you a little bit, some pita chips without dairy in them, and then go to town. Pinto beans, look, again, you could do a burrito bowl. Pinto beans are versatile also. Smash them up, refried beans, and then, I mean, you throw the refried beans in a burrito, You could throw them just with some beans and rice. You could, yeah, anything. You know, these beans are so versatile. Like I said, burrito bowl would consist of everything that would go in a burrito. You know, pinto beans. Maybe try some sweet potatoes, some mushrooms. You know, a little bit of rice, some guacamole, and some vegan sour cream, which is just cashews, you know, and a little bit of lemon blend in a blender with some water, you know. So, and then cannelli beans, navy beans. I mean, listen, let me tell you what you could do with these navy beans. So the cannelli beans are white. What you do is you take a, go get a beet, a purple beet, and roast it. Throw it in the oven for however long it takes to roast the beet, depending on the size, you know, 40 minutes, whatever. And then take, you know, part of that beet, a few little pieces of the beet, throw it in there in a blender with some cannelli beans, a little bit of olive oil, and you have a beet and bean dip that is full of nutrients, antioxidants from the beet, and then, you know, your little bit of protein from the beans. And then obviously the cannelli beans or the navy beans, you can use them to make baked beans, you know. And then the only other thing I really want to say to you as far as something super quick, this is probably the quickest thing that you could ever throw together to get you some protein. First of all, you can go to the store and get like some good seed or whole grain bread, 21 grains, I think it is, from Dave's Killer Bread. That's got protein in it, some good amount of protein in, you know, two pieces of bread. But peanut butter and jelly, the old-time classic. Who doesn't love peanut butter and jelly? You know what I mean? So listen, PB&J, you've got 8 grams in 2 tablespoons. 8 grams of protein in 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, all right? And if you want to cut out the sugars, don't do the jelly. Just do peanut butter on 2 slices of bread. Fold it up and eat it. Drink it with a little bit of Ripple milk, because Ripple's got great protein in it also, which is made from pea protein. My main point is you're not missing out on your protein, okay? And anybody that's listening to this that may not be vegan, stop asking that damn question, because we get our protein. Cows don't eat cows, so where the hell you think they get their protein from? From the shit that they eat, which is they graze on grass, they graze on plants, okay? Protein is plant-based, okay? It starts off plant-based. These animals aren't eating other animals, they're eating plants, okay? So stop with that question. It's a dumbass question. And on top of that, when you look at the amount of protein that a human needs, the average male needs, I think it's like 36 grams of protein or 46 grams of protein in a day, and an average female needs like 32, which you get more than enough, you get more than enough just from eating your regular meals in a day, okay? Now, obviously, if you're going to go work out, you want to do a little bit more research on your protein intake, but you want to have your nutrients and your protein, you know, but you don't hear of people suffering from protein deficiency. Yes, there are a few cases or whatever, but you don't hear of people just, lacking in protein because they went vegan. Nah, you got people that have been vegan for 30, 40, you know what I mean, more years, and never had a protein deficiency, never even thought about protein, you know. And here's the thing, no one ever thinks about protein until someone tells them, oh, I'm vegan. Why? Because we've been so conditioned to think that protein comes from meat, which it doesn't, that, you know, you start wondering, oh, well, how are they going to survive? I'm going to survive the way we are supposed to survive, off of these plants, okay? So, listen, I done went over time about 10 minutes long, so I just wanted to come to y'all and give y'all those quick little tidbits today. Stop asking where you're getting your protein from. And as a vegan or a brand new vegan, stop wondering where you're going to get your protein from. You never wondered before. You never asked before. You know, you just believed that you were getting enough because you had animal product in your diet. So, listen, trust yourself. Trust that the people that have been around for, you know, 40, 50, 60, you know, whatever years and been vegan, they're fine examples, you know. You'll be fine. You'll be perfectly fine. So, anyways, that's all I really had to say today. I appreciate y'all for taking your time out to listen. I apologize that it got a little bit longer than expected, but hey, I'm passionate about this and I love it. And I just want y'all to know that all of y'all can love this as well. All right? It's your boy Berg, Chef Berg, you know, the plant-based politician, aka the plant-based professor. And this has been another session of the Vegan Van Venting Sessions. And I'm out. Till the next time, y'all be the love you want to see. Peace.